They're like go-karts.
There's too much traffic, so you're only doing maybe 25, 30 miles an hour, and they think you're revving up the sports way on a race car, you
know? Yeah.
The other thing that I always do is I get my Photos book, and the travel book, which I like better than Frommer's and Lonely Planet, whatever, and they really give you the rules and the regulations and the laws of driving in the island.
Okay.
So you really want to do some research before you
go. Good advice.
I take the book with me because it gives you all the points of interest. What to see, what to do, and it tells you where to stay if you don't want to do anything expensive or luxuries or spa and you just want to do a hostel.
Right.
Or bed and breakfasts. You know, I'll always look at everyone's budget to see which way they want to travel for the Caribbean because you got to try to get like the island people and you really get to feel the island and you get to eat the food like the people and get it what it's all about, you know.
Yep.
They sell shark. They catch a shark and sell shark steaks in their stalls in the market. You know, I mean, we don't do that here. So it's a fish.
Yep. No, it's delicious, too. I love shark.
Right.
Yep.
Exactly. So you have to kind of like, you know, know where you're at. But they do have these fantastic festivals. You know, they have a game fishing tournament in May.
Mm-hmm.
They have a spiritual baptism liberation day is March 30th. Easter is March or April. It's the highlight. They have a big parade. They have goat and crab races. They have a goat and crab festival. Just, you know, catering to those animals. Because goats are popular in the Caribbean. They use them to mow the lawn.
All right. We're running out of time. We're going to have to pick it up again next 2 weeks, right?
Okay.
Very good, Diane. Appreciate it, as always. How do people get in touch with you to schedule a trip?
Call me at 908-238-9935, and we'll just... set you on a new adventure.
All right. Thank you so much, ma'am. We'll,
have a good week.
Thank you. We're going to be off next week, and I'll talk to you in July.
All right.
All right. Have a good one.
Happy 4th of July, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Diane Lane, DNL Travel. Give her a call to schedule your travel needs. Her phone number again, 908-238-9935. She's right over there in Clinton, Annandale, right on 173. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back with my guest. He's in here ready to go. Bill Nevitt, we'll be right back.
Years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 13.
have so much care and concern for the piece from start to finish. Doesn't seem like you found anybody that you can trust that will take on that same role.
No. Okay. Each piece that I design and do, I make it challenging on purpose. I push myself. looking through my pieces, and if they were dated, right, you can see some kind of evolution of difficulty, I guess you could say, mm-hmm, in manipulation of the wood. And I specialize in bending wood. Mm-hmm. So anything that you see that's bent or curved, I've bent it. So mm-hmm, it's not only taking a solid chunk of wood and carving something out of it, it's taking it and doing what I want with it and allowing the grain to flow through the piece rather than stop at a right joint. And it's also more, it's structurally stronger mm-hmm when you have the grain, you know, flow through a piece instead of having a joint there. So,
sure.
And in doing that, you have to build your own tools. You have to build jigs in order to do all this. So I have to build a prototype and a project before I can actually even get started building the piece.
You're a tool and die guy as well. A scientist, an artist, a researcher. Wow, okay.
Lots of research, yeah.
I got one more question about what's going on at home before we really get into oil. Mm. Now, you got two businesses going on, and you're have so much care and concern for the piece from start to finish. Doesn't seem like you found anybody that you can trust that will take on that same role.
No. Okay. Each piece that I design and do, I make it challenging on purpose. I push myself. looking through my pieces, and if they were dated, right, you can see some kind of evolution of difficulty, I guess you could say, mm-hmm, in manipulation of the wood. And I specialize in bending wood. Mm-hmm. So anything that you see that's bent or curved, I've bent it. So mm-hmm, it's not only taking a solid chunk of wood and carving something out of it, it's taking it and doing what I want with it and allowing the grain to flow through the piece rather than stop at a right joint. And it's also more, it's structurally stronger mm-hmm when you have the grain, you know, flow through a piece instead of having a joint there. So,
sure.
And in doing that, you have to build your own tools. You have to build jigs in order to do all this. So I have to build a prototype and a project before I can actually even get started building the piece.
You're a tool and die guy as well. A scientist, an artist, a researcher. Wow, okay.
Lots of research, yeah.
I got one more question about what's going on at home before we really get into oil. Mm. Now, you got two businesses going on, and you're obviously full-fledged into this one, plus you got your helping April get hers off the ground and running. How do you guys cope with all that at home? I mean, is there ever a break?
No. I think I've been on one or two vacations in my life. And
you were still looking at wood, I bet.
Yeah, it's always on my mind. When I go to bed at night, when I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking about what process I'm going to be doing, just designing, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Teamwork, time management.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a great wife. I mean, she's been supportive. That's why I married her. Mm-hmm. I showed her some of my work, and she loved it, and I fell in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
She's always been there for me, and likewise me for her. And time management is really the key. She has her chores, if you will, that have to get done with the business, and I have mine.
Mm-hmm.
Having Schlack Furniture Design is all my responsibility. So that. It can get hard. Mm-hmm. There is. I make a lot of sawdust, so you've got to leave time to clean it all up. And I'm a stickler for having things organized, so I'm constantly taking tools out, putting them away, getting prepared for the next step.
Sure.
And it would be nice to have a little help doing that. But wow. Other than that, it's tough to bring somebody in. It's like a painter with an artist. You know, he's doing the painting.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to kind of let somebody else come in and do the work. I love working with the wood as well. I mean, designing, working with it, engineering, the problem solving that goes into it.
Mm-hmm.
I probably enjoy that the most, running into problems and then finding an answer. That's a constant in what I do.
Right. Wow. Do you just wake up and go, gee, I'd like to try and bend some wood into a table or bend a chair into a certain way that I've never seen it before? How do you just, where do your ideas come from?
You know, that's another trick question here for me, just because I purposely haven't studied furniture.
Mm-hmm.
I like it to come from within.
Mm-hmm.
I want to design furniture that's never been done before. So, yeah, I'll wake up and say, I wonder how I can make the wood do something it doesn't want to do. In my latest piece I'm working on now, and in pieces in the past, but this one is far beyond what I've even done in the past, with compound bending. So it's bent in two planes. This particular piece has two compound tapered curves meeting each other at a single point, and making all that work is time consuming, and it taxes the brain at times.
Mm-hmm.
And then you multiply that times six, because it has six legs, and bringing that all together,
right,
on an oval, so they're not hitting each spot at the same exact point. As if it were a circle, it gets difficult at times. Yeah.
All right, we have to take a break because I need my mind to just rest. All right, we're going to take a break. Do the news. Do the weather. We'll be back with Tom Schlack of Schlack Furniture after these messages. You're listening to Big C. Good Morning, Hunterdon. HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Have so much care and concern for the piece from start to finish. Doesn't seem like you found anybody that you can trust that will take on that same role.
No.
Okay.
Each piece that I design and do, I make it challenging on purpose. I push myself. you know, looking through my pieces, and if they were dated, right, you can see some kind of evolution of difficulty, I guess you could say, in manipulation of the wood. And I specialize in bending wood. So anything that you see that's bent or curved, I've bent it. So it's not only taking a solid chunk of wood and carving something out of it, it's taking it and doing what I want with it and allowing the grain to flow through the piece rather than you know, stop at a joint. And it's also more, it's structurally stronger when you have the grain, you know, flow through a piece instead of having a joint there. So, and in doing that, you have to build your own tools. You have to build jigs in order to do all this. So I have to build a prototype and a project before I can actually even get started building the piece.
You're a tool and die guy as well. A scientist, an artist, a researcher. Wow, okay.
Of research, yeah.
I got one more question about what's going on at home before we really get into oil. Now, you got two businesses going on, and you're obviously full-fledged into this one, plus you got, you're helping April get hers off the ground and running. How do you guys cope with all that at home? I mean, is there ever a break?
No. I think I've been on one or two vacations in my life, and
you were still looking at wood, I bet.
Yeah, you know, it's always on my mind. When I go to bed at night, when I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking about you know, what process I'm going to be doing, just designing, you know, whatever it may be. It's teamwork, time management. I've got a great wife. I mean, she's been supportive. That's why I married her. I showed her some of my work, and she loved it, and I fell in love with her. And she's always been there for me, and you know, likewise me for her. And time management is really the key. You know, she has her chores, if you will, that have to get done with the business, and I have mine. Having Schlack Furniture Design is all my responsibility. So that it can get hard. There is I make a lot of sawdust, so you've got to leave time to clean it all up. And I'm a stickler for having things organized. So I'm constantly taking tools out, putting them away, you know, getting prepared for the next step. It would be nice to have a little help doing that, but other than that, it's tough to bring somebody in. It's like a painter with an artist. You know, he's doing the painting. It's tough to kind of let somebody else come in and do the work. I love working with the wood as well. I mean, designing, working with it, engineering, the problem solving that goes into it. I probably enjoy that the most, running into problems and then finding an answer. That's a constant, in what I do.
Right. Wow. Do you just wake up and go, gee, I'd like to try and bend some wood into a table, or bend a chair into a certain way that I've never seen it before? How do you just, where do your ideas come from?
You know, that's another trick question here for me, just because I purposely haven't studied furniture. I like it to come from within. I want to design furniture that's never been done before. So, yeah, I'll wake up and say, I wonder how I can make the wood do something it doesn't want to do. In my latest piece I'm working on now, and in pieces in the past, but this one is far beyond what I've even done in the past, with compound bending. So it's bent in two planes. This particular piece has two compound tapered curves meeting each other at a single point, and making all that work is time consuming, and it taxes the brain at times. And then you multiply that times six because it has six legs, and bringing that all together right. on an oval so they're not hitting each spot at the same exact point as if it were a circle. It gets difficult at times, yeah.
All right, we have to take a break because I need my mind to just rest. All right, we're going to take a break, do the news, do the weather. We'll be back with Tom Schlack of Schlack Furniture after these messages. You're listening to Big C. Good morning, Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Have so much care and concern for the piece from start to finish. Doesn't seem like you found anybody that you can trust that will take on that same role.
No. Okay. Each piece that I design and do, I make it challenging on purpose. I push myself. Looking through my pieces, and if they were dated, right. you can see some kind of evolution of difficulty, I guess you could say, mm-hmm. In manipulation of the wood. And I specialize in bending wood. Mm-hmm. So anything that you see that's bent or curved, I've bent it. So mm-hmm. it's not only taking a solid chunk of wood and carving something out of it, it's taking it and doing what I want with it and allowing the grain to flow through the piece rather than stop at a right. joint, and it's also more it's structurally stronger mm-hmm. when you have the grain flow through a piece instead of having a joint there. So
sure.
And in doing that, you have to build your own tools. You have to build jigs in order to do all this. So I have to build a prototype and a project before I can actually even get started building the piece.
You're a tool and die guy as well. A scientist, a researcher. Wow, okay.
Research, yeah.
I got one more question about what's going on at home before we really get into oil. Mm. Now, you got two businesses going on, and you're obviously full-fledged into this one, plus you got you're helping April get hers off the ground and running. How do you guys cope with all that at home? I mean, is there ever a break?
No. I think I've been on one or two vacations in my life. And
you were still looking at wood, I bet.
Yeah, it's always on my mind. When I go to bed at night, when I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking about, what process I'm going to be doing, just designing, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Teamwork, time management.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a great wife. I mean, she's been supportive. That's why I married her. I showed her some of my work, and she loved it, and I fell in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always been there for me, and you know, likewise me for her. And time management is really the key. You know, she has her chores, if you will, that have to get done with the business, and I have mine.
Mm-hmm.
Having Schlack Furniture Design is all my responsibility. So that it can get hard. Mm-hmm. There is I make a lot of sawdust, so you've got to leave time to clean it all up. And I'm a stickler for having things organized, so I'm constantly taking tools out, putting them away, you know, getting prepared for the next step.
Sure.
And it would be nice to have a little help doing that. But wow. Other than that, it's tough to bring somebody in. It's like a painter with an artist. You know, he's doing the painting.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to kind of let somebody else come in and do the work. I love working with the wood as well. I mean, designing, working with it, engineering, the problem solving that goes into it.
Mm-hmm.
I probably enjoy that the most, running into problems and then finding an answer. That's a constant, constant in what I do.
Right. Wow. Do you just wake up and go, gee, I'd like to try and bend some wood into a table, or bend a chair into a certain way that I've never seen it before? How do you just, where do your ideas come from?
You know, that's another trick question here for me, just because I purposely haven't studied furniture.
Mm-hmm.
I like it to come from within.
Mm-hmm.
I want to design furniture that's never been done before. So, yeah, I'll wake up and say, I wonder how I can make the wood do something it doesn't want to do. In my latest piece I'm working on now, and in pieces in the past, but this one is far beyond what I've even done in the past, with compound bending. So it's bent in two planes. This particular piece has two compound tapered curves meeting each other at a single point, and making all that work is time consuming, and it taxes the brain at times.
Mm-hmm.
And then you multiply that times six, because it has six legs, and bringing that all together.
Right.
On an oval, so they're not hitting each spot at the same exact point. As if it were a circle, it gets difficult at times. Yeah.
All right, we have to take a break because I need my mind to just rest. All right, we're going to take a break. Do the news. Do the weather. We'll be back with Tom Schlack of Schlack Furniture after these messages. You're listening to Big C. Good morning, Hunterdon. HuntertonChamberRadio.com. have so much care and concern for the piece from start to finish. Doesn't seem like you found anybody that you can trust that will take on that same role.
No. Okay. Each piece that I design and do, I make it challenging on purpose. I push myself. looking through my pieces, and if they were dated, right, you can see some kind of evolution of difficulty, I guess you could say, in manipulation of the wood. And I specialize in bending wood. So anything that you see that's bent or curved, I've bent it. So it's not only taking a solid chunk of wood and carving something out of it. It's taking it and doing what I want with it and allowing the grain to flow through the piece rather than stop at a joint. And it's also more, it's structurally stronger when you have the grain, you know, flow through a piece instead of having a joint there. So,
sure.
And in doing that, you have to build your own tools. You have to build jigs in order to do all this. So I have to build a prototype and a project before I can actually even get started building the piece.
You're a tool and die guy as well. A scientist, an artist, a researcher. Wow. Okay.
Lots of research. Yeah.
I got one more question about what's going on at home before we really get into oil. Now you got two businesses going on and you're obviously full-fledged into this one. Plus you got, you're helping April get hers off the ground and running. How do you guys cope with all that at home? I mean, is there ever a break?
No. I think I've been on one or two vacations in my life. And
you were still looking at wood, I bet.
Yeah, you know, it's always on my mind. When I go to bed at night, when I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking about, what process I'm going to be doing, just designing, whatever it may be. Teamwork, time management. I've got a great wife. I mean, she's been supportive. That's why I married her. I showed her some of my work and she loved it and I fell in love with her. She's always been there for me and, likewise, me for her. And time management is really the key. She has her chores, if you will, that have to get done with the business, and I have mine. Having Schlack Furniture Design is all my responsibility, so that it can get hard. There is I make a lot of sawdust, so you've got to leave time to clean it all up, and I'm a stickler for having things organized, so I'm constantly taking tools out, putting them away, getting prepared for the next step. It would be nice to have a little help doing that. But other than that, it's tough to bring somebody in. It's like a painter, an artist. He's doing the painting. It's tough to kind of let somebody else come in and do the work. I love working with the wood as well. I mean, designing, working with it, engineering, the problem solving that goes into it. I probably enjoy that the most, running into problems and then finding an answer. That's a constant in what I do.
Right. Wow. Do you just wake up and go, gee, I'd like to try and bend some wood into a table or bend a chair into a certain way that I've never seen it before? How do you just, where do your ideas come from?
That's another trick question here for me, just because I purposely haven't studied furniture. I like it to come from within. I want to design furniture that's never been done before. So, I'll wake up and say, I wonder how I can make the wood do something it doesn't want to do. In my latest piece I'm working on now, and in pieces in the past, but this one is far beyond what I've even done in the past, with compound bending. So it's bent in two planes. So you, this particular piece has two compound tapered curves meeting each other at a single point, and making all that work is time consuming, and it taxes the brain at times. Mm-hmm. And then you multiply that times six because it has six legs, and bringing that all together right. on an oval, so they're not hitting each spot at the same exact point as if it were a circle. It gets difficult at times. Yeah.
All right, we have to take a break because I need my mind to just rest. All right, we're going to take a break, do the news, do the weather. We'll be back with Tom Schlack of Schlack Furniture after these messages. You're listening to Big C. Good morning, Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Have so much care and concern for the piece from start to finish. Doesn't seem like you found anybody that you can trust that will take on that same role.
No. Okay. Each piece that I design and do, I make it challenging on purpose. I push myself. Looking through my pieces, and if they were dated, right. you can see some kind of evolution of difficulty, I guess you could say, mm-hmm. In manipulation of the wood. And I specialize in bending wood. Mm-hmm. So anything that you see that's bent or curved, I've bent it. So mm-hmm. it's not only taking a solid chunk of wood and carving something out of it, it's taking it and doing what I want with it and allowing the grain to flow through the piece rather than stop at a right. joint, and it's also more it's structurally stronger mm-hmm. when you have the grain flow through a piece instead of having a joint there. So
sure.
And in doing that, you have to build your own tools. You have to build jigs in order to do all this. So I have to build a prototype and a project before I can actually even get started building the piece.
You're a tool and die guy as well. A scientist, an artist, a researcher. Wow, okay.
Lots of research, yeah.
I got one more question about what's going on at home before we really get into oil. Mm. Now, you got two businesses going on, and you're obviously full-fledged into this one, plus you're helping April get hers off the ground and running. How do you guys cope with all that at home? I mean, is there ever a break?
No. I've I think I've been on one or two vacations in my life, and
you were still looking at wood, I bet.
Yeah, you know, it's always on my mind. I when I go to bed at night, when I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking about you know, what process I'm going to be doing, just designing, you know, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
It's teamwork, time management.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a great wife. I mean, she's been supportive. That's why I married her. Mm-hmm. I showed her some of my work, and she loved it, and I fell in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always been there for me, and you know, likewise me for her. And time management is really the key. You know, she has her chores, if you will, that have to get done with the business, and I have mine.
Mm-hmm.
Having Schlack Furniture Design is all my responsibility. So that it can get hard. Mm-hmm. There is I make a lot of sawdust, so you've got to leave time to clean it all up. And I'm a stickler for having things organized. So I'm constantly taking tools out, putting them away. You know, getting prepared for the next step.
Sure.
It would be nice to have a little help doing that, but wow. Other than that, it's tough to bring somebody in. It's like a painter with an artist. You know, he's doing the painting.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to kind of let somebody else come in and do the work. I love working with the wood as well. I mean, designing, working with it, engineering, the problem solving that goes into it.
Mm-hmm.
I probably enjoy that the most, running into problems and then finding an answer. That's a constant, constant in what I do.
Right. Wow. Do you just wake up and go, gee, I'd like to try and bend some wood into a table, or bend a chair into a certain way that I've never seen it before? How do you just – where do your ideas come from?
Well, you know, that's another trick question here for me, just because I purposely haven't studied furniture.
Mm-hmm.
I like it to come from within.
Mm-hmm.
I want to design furniture that's never been done before. So yeah, I'll wake up and say, I wonder how I can make the wood do something it doesn't want to do. In my latest piece I'm working on now, and in pieces in the past, but this one is far beyond what I've even done in the past, with compound bending. So it's bent in two planes. This particular piece has two compound tapered curves meeting each other at a single point, and making all that work is time-consuming, and it taxes the brain at times.
Mm-hmm.
And then you multiply that times six, because it has six legs, and bringing that all together,
right,
on an oval, so they're not hitting each spot at the same exact point as if it were a circle. It gets difficult at times, yeah.
All right, we have to take a break, because I need my mind to just rest. All right, we're going to take a break, do the news, do the weather. We'll be back with Tom Schlack of Schlack Furniture after these messages. You're listening to Big C. Good morning, Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. have so much care and concern for the piece from start to finish. Doesn't seem like you found anybody that you can trust that will take on that same role.
No. Okay. Each piece that I design and do, I make it challenging on purpose. I push myself. Looking through my pieces, and if they were dated, right, you can see some kind of evolution of difficulty, I guess you could say, in manipulation of the wood. And I specialize in bending wood. So anything that you see that's bent or curved, I've bent it. So it's not only taking a solid chunk of wood and carving something out of it, it's taking it and doing what I want with it and allowing the grain to flow through the piece rather than stop at a joint. And it's also more, it's structurally stronger when you have the grain, you know, flow through a piece instead of having a joint there. So,
sure.
And in doing that, you have to build your own tools. You have to build jigs in order to do all this. So I have to build a prototype and a project before I can actually even get started building the piece.
You're a tool and die guy as well. A scientist, an artist, a researcher. Wow, okay.
Lots of research, yeah.
I got one more question about what's going on at home before we really get into oil. Now, you got two businesses going on, and you're obviously full-fledged into this one, plus you got, you're helping April get hers off the ground and running. How do you guys cope with all that at home? I mean, is there ever a break?
No. I think I've been on one or two vacations in my life, and
you were still looking at wood, I bet.
Yeah, you know, it's always on my mind. When I go to bed at night, when I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking about what process I'm going to be doing, just designing, whatever it may be. Teamwork, time management. I've got a great wife. I mean, she's been supportive. That's why I married her. I showed her some of my work, and she loved it, and I fell in love with her. She's always been there for me, and likewise me for her. And time management is really the key. She has her chores, if you will, that have to get done with the business, and I have mine. Having Schlack Furniture Design is all my responsibility. So that it can get hard. There is I make a lot of sawdust, so you've got to leave time to clean it all up. And I'm a stickler for having things organized. So I'm constantly taking tools out, putting them away, getting prepared for the next step. It would be nice to have a little help doing that, but other than that, it's tough to bring somebody in. It's like a painter with an artist. He's doing the painting. It's tough to kind of let somebody else come in and do the work. I love working with the wood as well. I mean, designing, working with it, engineering, the problem solving that goes into it. I probably enjoy that the most, running into problems and then finding an answer. That's a constant, constant in what I do.
Right. Wow. Do you just wake up and go, gee, I'd like to try and bend some wood into a table or bend a chair into a certain way that I've never seen it before? How do you just, where do your ideas come from?
That's another trick question here for me, just because I purposely haven't studied furniture. I like it to come from within. I want to design furniture that's never been done before. So, I'll wake up and say, I wonder how I can make the wood do something it doesn't want to do. In my latest piece I'm working on now, and in pieces in the past, but this one is far beyond what I've even done in the past, with compound bending. So it's bent in two planes. So you, this particular piece has two compound tapered curves meeting each other at a single point, and making all that work is time consuming, and it taxes the brain at times. Mm-hmm. And then you multiply that times six because it has six legs, and bringing that all together right. on an oval, so they're not hitting each spot at the same exact point as if it were a circle. It gets difficult at times. Yeah.
All right, we have to take a break because I need my mind to just rest. All right, we're going to take a break, do the news, do the weather. We'll be back with Tom Schlack of Schlack Furniture after these messages. You're listening to Big C. Good morning, Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Have so much care and concern for the piece from start to finish. Doesn't seem like you found anybody that you can trust that will take on that same role.
No. Okay. Each piece that I design and do, I make it challenging on purpose. I push myself. Looking through my pieces, and if they were dated, right. you can see some kind of evolution of difficulty, I guess you could say, mm-hmm. In manipulation of the wood. And I specialize in bending wood. Mm-hmm. So anything that you see that's bent or curved, I've bent it. So mm-hmm. it's not only taking a solid chunk of wood and carving something out of it, it's taking it and doing what I want with it and allowing the grain to flow through the piece rather than stop at a right. joint, and it's also more it's structurally stronger mm-hmm. when you have the grain flow through a piece instead of having a joint there. So
sure.
And in doing that, you have to build your own tools. You have to build jigs in order to do all this. So I have to build a prototype and a project before I can actually even get started building the piece.
You're a tool and die guy as well. A scientist, artist, a researcher. Wow, okay.
Research, yeah.
I got one more question about what's going on at home before we really get into oil. Now, you got two businesses going on, and you're obviously full-fledged into this one, plus you're helping April get hers off the ground and running. How do you guys cope with all that at home? I mean, is there ever a break?
No. I think I've been on one or two vacations in my life, and
And you were still looking at wood, I bet.
Yeah, you know, it's always on my mind. I when I go to bed at night, when I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking about you know, what process I'm going to be doing, just designing, you know, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
It's teamwork, time management.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a great wife. I mean, she's been supportive. That's why I married her. I showed her some of my work, and she loved it, and I fell in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always been there for me, and you know, likewise me for her. And time management is really the key. You know, she has her chores, if you will, that have to get done with the business, and I have mine.
Mm-hmm.
Having Schlack Furniture Design is all my responsibility. So that it can get hard. Mm-hmm. There is I make a lot of sawdust, so you've got to leave time to clean it all up. And I'm a stickler for having things organized. So I'm constantly taking tools out, putting them away, you know, getting prepared for the next step.
Sure.
And it would be nice to have a little help doing that, but wow. Other than that, it's tough to bring somebody in. It's like a painter with an artist. You know, he's doing the painting.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to kind of let somebody else come in and do the work. I love working with the wood as well. I mean, designing, working with it, engineering, the problem solving that goes into it.
Mm-hmm.
I probably enjoy that the most, running into problems and then finding an answer. That's a constant in what I do.
Right. Wow. Do you just wake up and go, gee, I'd like to try and bend some wood into a table, or bend a chair into a certain way that I've never seen it before? How do you just, where do your ideas come from?